This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love watching the Democrats scramble. They are scrambling like you wouldn't believe. And think about it, folks. We're not even into the tough stuff. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about gas and oil prices. We're talking about the rise in rents and homes and now the rise in interest rates, the inability for money to come in. We haven't even gotten to the tough stuff. This is Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the laptop, the big guy. All the other scandals, these are the little things that they can't even handle. The green energy weenie leftists are between a rock and a hard place. Why? Because of Joe Biden. And I'm inclined to hope the gas prices soar to $15 a gallon. So we never have to discuss leftist energy policies again. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't want anybody to suffer. I'm already scrambling at $6 a gallon gas. I'm telling people, if you want me to come, you're not worth $12 for me to come over to see you. No. I had some friends, they live about 65 minutes away. 65 minutes, which means they're probably 70 miles or so. And that means that we're going to spend 3 gallons of gasoline, you know, give or take, each way. 6 gallons of gasoline. So to go to their barbecue, it was roughly 30. This is, to be safe, $30. So it's $30 to go to their barbecue. I could cook at home. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What does $30 get you now? One ribeye? A couple of hot dogs? Some hamburger patties? The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. So we're in the midst of the biggest amount of inflation we've had in a long time. I mean, in my opinion, worse than it was in the late 70s and the 80s. But we've got inflation through the roof, gas prices that are choking people's budgets like you wouldn't believe. And in fact, let's play that clip from Joe Biden's economic advisor. And he's being asked this question about people with fixed incomes. This is what I've been saying for a long time, whether you're talking about universal basic income or you're talking about raising the minimum wage. What do you do to people who they're checked out? This is what they get. They Social Security set. Everything is set. What do you do for them? Anyway, here's Joe Biden's economic advisor talking about explaining inflation. Yeah, you're not going to believe it.
If you have a 401k out there, or if you're a retiree on a fixed income, it's pretty rocky right now, given what we're seeing with the inflation eating into your returns, as well as the market's down. What do you tell those people?
Look, the president is deeply sympathetic to that. His number one priority right now is tackling inflation. He's made that clear for several weeks, several months for now. But I think what we need to take a step back and look at is that American households as a whole are doing very, very well. If you look at where we were before the pandemic and where we are right now.
Welcome back, folks. How disillusioned must you be when the guy's telling you this is Bloomberg? That was a Bloomberg report, by the way. And Rama Murthy is the economic advisor for Joe Biden. And he says, what do you say to retirees and people on fixed incomes about this inflation? It's killing them. And, oh, by the way, it isn't me making it up. It's killing them in the polls. You're seeing the numbers, man. Well, no. Well, inflation is his number one priority. But here's the thing. American households as a whole are doing quite well. That's his answer. The household is what measure do you measure by household? I mean, I don't know what you do. Do you walk up to your house and go, "Hey, household, how you doing?" Or do you look at the people inside and say, "You know what? You're going to do without. Son, I can't take you to baseball practice 3 times a week. You're going to have to carpool." Let me tell you. People are looking, they are restructuring over this, and it's not easy. And you know what bothers people most in life It's one word. There's this one word. It bothers people most in life. It's called change. Well, welcome to the party, pal, because these people are having to change everything. They're having to figure out how to carpool, how to get their kids from one place to the other. Do they need to ride bikes? And look, all this may be good. I'm telling you, I personally love when these things happen because it makes you have to sharpen your tools. But everybody's not like me. When I go to colleges and speak, I tell kids all the time, I changed careers as an adult 9 times. Most people I know, maybe 3. When I say careers, I'm not talking about move from one job to the next, doing the same type of job. I'm saying careers, completely different skill set, 9 times. And I came out every single time knowing more, being better. You know what prepared me for that? Not one bit of my education prepared me for that. It was the things that happened around me. And as an example, losing my mother. If you can lose your mother, you're starting over. Before I turn 5 years old, I lose my mom. And my grandmother becomes my mother. That's probably the biggest change that can occur in your life. My dad's in prison. Lost my stepfather because I went, my grandparents pulled my brother and I away from him and we went to live with them. They weren't going to let effectively a stranger raise us, even though he was willing to do it. He married my mom, but he didn't sign up to take on 2 little boys right away because they got, you know, she died pretty quick after he met her. So you get where I'm going with this? Change, man. Some people can adjust. Most people can't. And let me tell you, when it comes to financial change, it's very difficult. It isn't just like you can go out and go crap money. You have to make serious. We're not talking about little change here. We're talking about serious changes to your lifestyle. How much food you buy, when you buy it. How often do you go to the grocery store? What do you shop for? What do you store? How much do you eat? As I said, people are debating, do they take their meds, pay their bills, or, you know, eat. These decisions are being made, and it's impacting people. Anyway, back to the oil thing. So Biden writes a letter to oil company executives, and he says to them that you're making too much money on your product. It's your fault that we're in this inflationary period. Now, keep in mind, prior to Joe Biden, these guys were selling gas at $2.59 or something under Trump. But now it's their fault. Short break, folks. Sit tight.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can't stand people who voice an opinion about something that they know nothing about. If you know nothing about something and you walk into a conversation or somebody asks your opinion, you should say things like this. Well, listen, it's difficult for me to have an opinion because I don't have a whole lot of context about it. I can speak to you as a consumer, but not as a subject matter expert. And leftists have very little expertise in anything. They have expertise in theory. That's it. They can theorize about anything. But in terms of practical knowledge, they don't even have to have it to consider themselves experts. Case in point, I've told this story before, but I was arguing with Ellis Hinman. I was meant to talk about the Tea Party. This was years ago. And Ellis is speaking as if he is an expert on the Tea Party. I'm listening to him. Ellis, you've got some ideas around the Tea Party. And he's like, oh, my goodness. And these people are radicals. And they're this and they're that and this and the other thing and blah, blah, blah. And he sounds very intelligent about it. And when it came to me, I said, well, you know, here's what I'd like to start the premise of this on. Ellis, how many Tea Parties have you attended? Ask him a simple question. On national TV, Ellis Hinman says, well, I haven't actually been to a tea party. I said, it is exactly what I knew the answer to be before I even ask it. Because, see, I've been to over 100. And none of the things that Ellis describes happens at any of the tea parties that I've been to. Now, one of us has practical knowledge. One of us has been involved with this movement since its inception, and the other is a theoretician, or whatever you call it. He's a guy that knows nothing about it, but claims to know everything. And then he tries to come in, well, I've heard. I go, yet again. Ellis is telling you what he'd heard. Third party. These are his talking points. I'm an expert. I've been. I survived. In fact, the only thing you could think is that I'm either too stupid and I got lucky to survive 100. I could see it if I've only been to one. Ellis hasn't even been to one. I could see it if I've been to two or three. You might still be able to say, well, Kevin, you didn't go to one all over. I've been to them all over the country. And I can tell you, de facto, everything he just said is BS. Now, why would you even, I chastise the host, I go, if you're going to have somebody debate me, how about you have somebody to debate me who actually has real knowledge? Of course, they cut that segment pretty short. Democrats don't know anything about real life. They pretend they do. The youngsters have no strife. They have access to information across the board. Everything's fast, fast food, fast internet, fast cars, fast women. You name it, they got everything fast. And you know what they want? They still want it faster. They want to be promoted within 3 months. They want to be running the company. They think they know more than you do. You've lived life. You've spent 20 years in a career. Somebody comes there, they've been there 3 months, they think they know more than you do. That's what Democrats do. So Joe Biden, who's never had a payroll, in fact, Joe Biden is on Hunter's payroll. Let's just keep it real. He hasn't never had to make a payroll. He has built nothing with his feeble little hands and that little, even more feeble, small brain. He's done nothing productive in the world his entire life. It's all been a scheme and a scam. And yet, he writes a letter to oil executives asking them to explain business to him. What are you guys doing? How dare you overprice your gasoline? How dare you profit on products that are in high demand because of my insane energy policies? Policies that are being dictated to me by a former bartender. How dare you, oil companies? Here's another one. How dare you, oil companies, look beyond a few months of survival, strategically plan your exit from black energy into green energy because you've got billions and billions of dollars in investments in oil derricks and equipment upstream and downstream. Downstream being, you know, mobile stations and oil that they refine to put into these Jiffy Lubes and things like this. And Joe Biden says, I'm going to put you out of business. And then they say, okay, great. Put us out of business. So that means we got to profiteer now. We got to get while the getting's good because we're going to be shutting off pipelines soon. At least according to Biden. So the oil companies say, I only have a certain amount of product. I don't know how long I'm going to have it, but I'm going to price everything in the supply chain as if it's my last. And Joe Biden says, how dare you do that while I force you to do it? How dare you make money so you can mitigate the problems I'm going to create for you over the next years that my bartender and I are going to make your life miserable? Same thing to coal. They scuttled it. They shut it down. All for green energy, which for the record still needs coal and refined petroleum products. But Joe Biden says, how dare you think ahead? Who do you think you are, Big Pharma? That's right. Think about this, people. Joe Biden let Big Pharma make billions of dollars on the front end. And you know what's going to happen to Big Pharma? They're throwing away these death pokes, these death venoms that they were going to inject people with. They're throwing them away. But you know what they did? They socked away that cash. Because Big Pharma's like, I don't know what you're going to ask me to do next. I don't know what I'm going to have to study. I don't know what drugs are going to pass or going to fail. So I'm going to profiteer. You hear Joe Biden saying anything about that? People are making a decision of whether they can buy meds or eat or live, and Joe Biden hasn't said a word to Big Pharma. But here's what he said to the oil industry. At a time of war, refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly onto American families are not acceptable. Somebody remind me, when did we go to war? The only war I know is the war of Joe Biden against the American people. The war of the left against the American people. The people on the left who cheated a man into office and effectively are daring us to do something about it. And just so you guys are aware, I talked to the people in Pennsylvania. There is absolute proof of cheating in elections. You'll see it when we make this next movie. If you want to support it, go to my website. If you have any trouble supporting us, we'll send you a P.O. box. You can mail a check or whatever. This is huge. Going back to the oil thing. A guy tweeted, didn't know that the U.S. was at war. That's certainly what Biden wants everybody to believe, because if we're at war, it's against all the problems that his administration is making worse every day. So in other words, this guy's saying what I just said. The only war we're fighting is against Joe Biden and the leftists. Joe Biden is railing against himself. He vowed to shut down the oil industry, the coal industry, and now he has the nerve to say to him, why aren't you helping me out? Why can't you refine? Why can't you do the things that I was stopping you from doing? Idiot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. A powerful storm that slammed Michigan and other states earlier this week forced parts of a key baby formula manufacturing plant in Michigan to halt production. This is FDA Commissioner Robert Califf.
This is an unfortunate setback and a reminder that natural weather events can cause unforeseen disruptions in supply chain.
The announcement from Abbott Laboratories came after the months-long closure of the same plant in Sturgis that prompted a severe shortage in formula products across the U.S. Mike Pence will not be testifying at Thursday's January 6th committee hearing, but he will be in the spotlight as the focus turns to former President Trump's attempts to persuade his vice president to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. According to Representative Liz Cheney, President Trump engaged in a relentless effort to pressure Pence, both in private and in public. This is USA Radio News. A local fisherman has confessed to killing a British journalist and an indigenous expert in Brazil's remote Amazon region and took police to a site where human remains were recovered. Authorities said Wednesday that they expected to make more arrests in the case of freelance reporter Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira of Brazil, who disappeared June 5th. No additional arrests had been made as of Thursday morning, but police said searches for the boat the two had used were about to restart. Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All three were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top four vote-getters in the special primary advanced to a special election August 16th. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
About the markets today, but I've got some breaking news. I also want to get you guys about energy inflation. President Biden sending a letter to about seven oil and gas CEOs this morning. We've got a copy, by the way, of one of the letters that was sent. I'm not going to read it. It's about a page and a half long. But effectively, the president is sending letters to Shell, Exxon, Chevron, Valero, and a few others talking about record high profit margins, saying you need to raise your output, raise your refining capacity as well. You and your companies have an opportunity to take immediate actions to increase supply of gas, diesel, and other refined products. He's trying to bring down prices. President Biden saying, quote, I've directed the Secretary of Energy to convene an emergency meeting on the topic and engage the National Petroleum Council in the next few days. So this is all brand new, guys. By the way, so I apologize for looking down and reading. Literally just printed it out. The president looking to bring down gasoline prices by pressuring refiners and oil companies to produce more, refine more. Will it work? I don't think so in the near term, simply because global demand is so strong, but they're trying, guys. This is in an incredibly inflationary environment, which is why, to your point, we are seeing the stock market tank. It's because inflation and the real risk of recession in the next year to 12 months or 18 months is out there.
Welcome back to that same old place that we laughed about. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. It reminds me of Welcome Back, Cotter. We are back in the period where most Americans probably figure we'd never be after coming off of Trump. Welcome back, people. Welcome back to the same old place. Yeah, John Sebastian, right? Isn't that who's saying? You guys don't even know. You're too young. You're too young to know. These people listening in the audience, they know. Welcome back. Welcome back to Carter-era inflation. Welcome back to Carter-era gas prices. Worse. Welcome back to Joe Biden. Welcome back to Barack Obama. Welcome back to leftism. Welcome back to doom and gloom. Oh, gosh. Welcome back. Energy inflation, they're calling it. See, they take it out. They took energy and food price. They took a lot of stuff out of what they call the core inflation in order to give you this number of 8.6%. But now they're using a new term, energy inflation. We didn't make it up. This is leftism reporting. That was MSNBC Joe Scarborough. And he brought in a guy from CNBC who said, we've got energy inflation. Joe Biden sends a letter to oil execs, Shell, Exxon, Chevron, Valero, a total of seven oil executives. Raise your refining capacity immediately. Oh, guess what, guys? I know I told you to shut it down, that I wasn't going to let you build more efficient, cleaner refineries because I have a green energy agenda that supersedes everything you're doing. But now Captain Demento finds himself where?
where liberals always end up, where leftists always end up, between a rock and a hard place, in desperation. We need an emergency meeting on the topic. I need my energy guy in. Please, everybody, come in. Oh, by the way, get my knee pads, because I'm going to go to the south to Saudi Arabia, and I'm going to have to take the ultimate sacrifice with the crown prince who's running the kingdom now. Or, you know what? You might want to pack a little KY jelly while you're at it, because I don't know what he's going to want from me. But Joe Biden says, they say he wants to bring down gasoline prices by doing what? Pressuring refineries and oil companies. You know, that dirty black energy that they don't like to talk about, that they want you to pretend that these electric cars are being charged out of thin air. Yeah, Joe Biden's in a rock and a hard place. He told us he was going to kill coal. He told us he was going to kill the oil companies. And by God, he did it. And you know what happened? What happened is what always happens with leftists. He has to undo the policies of destruction. Now, here's his biggest problem. He can't make it look like he solved the problem. You want to know why? You ready? I know. I'm going to give you the word. Prepare yourself. Earmuffs. Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump already did it. Donald Trump gave us energy independence, something we've been talking about since 1979 when Carter first screwed the pooch. And now we had it. We knew what it felt like. We know what $2.70 gasoline feels like, man. It feels good, man. Even that was too high, if you ask me. It was too high. But Trump at least had it manageable. But now, Joe Biden, boy, woo, to the rescue, leftist. We got to get rid of that Donald Trump, man. He's just too doggone good for the economy. He's got oil prices and gas prices down to nothing, man. Well, let me ask you, was green energy suffering under Trump? Was Tesla selling fewer vehicles or more vehicles under Trump? Yeah, tricky question, isn't it? Let me give you the answer. More. More. While oil and gas were in plentiful supply, Donald Trump was shipping LNG across the pond, satisfying the needs of Europe, putting Russia on notice with Nord Stream 2 pipeline, telling Germany, you're not going to need him, you got us, we'll get you your oil. And now Putin is flourishing under Joe Biden. Like I said, Putin's getting what he paid for. Yeah, Hunter Biden, he's getting what he paid for. If this were Trump in office, they would do an anal cavity search of everything he's got involving Russia. A war. Joe Biden claiming, we're at war with Russia. We're not with war with Russia. We're in cahoots. Oh, but elections have consequences, especially stolen ones. I told you guys we're going to be making a similar film to Dinesh. I can't call it Mules because that's owned by Dinesh in Salem. But it's a similar film. And here's the good part. We prove that this cheating went on. That's the difference. So I hope you'll support it. But here's what the other reason why I want you to support it. That's why I keep talking about this cheat in the election. And what you get is Barack Obama says, elections have consequences. Yeah, elections do have consequences. Interest rates up 0.75%. Not a single interest rate raise during the time of the non-affirmative action presidency of Donald Trump. And, of course, they kept them pinned down under baby black Jesus, even though we were already experiencing inflationary pressures. Trump reversed all that, put us on a road to absolute prosperity. Then they put in Captain Demento, the only person. Think about that. I keep rubbing it in, but they deserve it. The only person that the Democrats had that was qualified to cheat in the election was a demented 70-something-year-old clown who had one of the worst political records in history. That's who was their best candidate. Yeah, you can go ahead and chuckle. It's all right. That big of an increase in our interest rate hasn't happened in decades. And let me give you a warning, people. Let me warn you. Pay attention. Listen up. Hear me now. It ain't over. Not even close. Not even close. We will watch this interest rate tick up and up and up. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it at all. I got to buy a house. I got to buy it quick. If you are a person out there and you're in the Phoenix area, Gilbert Chandler preferred, and you've got a house that you want to get to a brother at a decent price because you love him so much, I'm all ears. Maybe you got a rich friend that says, you know what, Kev? I'll take care of you, bro. I'm all ears. I'm going to need a hookup. And I'm not, hopefully not for my trailer. Unbelievable what we are witnessing happen right now, folks. Stock market tanking. Did you hear what that guy said in that clip? Stock market tanking, and now even the media said this, a real risk of a recession. Well, let me tell you something. They may not want to tell you. I'm going to break it down for you. I told you, I'm going to tell you the truth. We're in a recession. Our interest rates are 17, 18, probably close to 20%. Yeah, they don't want to tell you this because it'll break your heart. It'll also cost them a vote. People are losing faith in Joe Biden. Actually, that's not even true. Because most people never had faith in him to begin with. But the people who did, you can be guaranteed they're losing faith. The Democratic Party has to figure out, and I'm talking about quick, they better figure out, what are we going to do if this all continues? See, it's one thing to get through the midterms. It's a whole other if we have to go through two additional years of where we're headed. And nothing is putting, nothing is showing signs of stopping this. No speed bump in the middle of the road for Joe Biden. He's full steam ahead with nuttiness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know, there's a level of desperation that you can see. I don't even think you've thought about this one. I'm about to tell you here in just a second, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You have not thought about what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to put some profound stuff on you right now. Are you ready? All right, folks, pay attention. And the two black people that listen to the program, you, too, need to be listening to me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The level of desperation of the left has shown its ugly head. Well, it's a beautiful head to me and to conservatives, but they have shown their ugly fear You can see it in their eyes, and I'm going to bet you missed it. I've been talking about it for an hour, almost an hour. At the end of this segment, it will be an hour. You ready? How desperate must the left be to no longer blame Trump? How desperate? Yeah, you didn't think about that. Be honest. Be honest. Don't play with me. No, I see you out there going, you were not thinking about that. See, Donald Trump has been the whipping boy for the left for everything, right? Then they shifted it to Putin. It was Putin's fault. Remember, Joe Biden said, this is Putin's oil hike. This is Putin's tax hike. Trump, Putin, global climate change. And now he's, it's big oil. These big oil people, man, they're profiteering. How dare they try to save their companies? How dare they do it? How dare they? This on the cost of the backs of the people. You know what the government's doing all over the land? Joe Biden's talking about having a federal gas tax holiday where we don't bring any money into the treasury because they're going to give us all back the gas tax, whatever it is. I don't even know what the gas tax is. Well, let's say the gas tax is $1 a gallon. If they gave us $1 a gallon, we'd still be paying 40% more than we paid for gas under Trump. Yeah, that's going to do it, Joe Biden. You know the level of desperation for them not being able to blame Trump. Do you understand the strategy of this? I'm talking about this from a strategic point of view. We're talking strategery. Pay attention. You sleeping in class. Somebody, wake him up. Now, nobody sleeps in my class. The strategery. You know why they can't blame Trump? Yeah, you know. I know you know. There's some of you out there going, I see where you were going, black man. Kevin, I finally get it. See, they couldn't blame Trump because when Trump left, gasoline prices were $2.79 a gallon on average. Joe Biden has doubled it. It doesn't matter on whose watch. They say this, the presidents don't have anything to do with gas prices. Then why is this one working so hard to lower it? He's already tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. He's tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserves so many times. I'm beginning to think he's got a relationship. It's like the bear in the woods, you know, tap, tap, tap. I don't think you're here to hunt. He's loving this black energy all of a sudden, isn't he? But here's the problem. He can't blame Trump. Here's another problem that the leftists have with this strategic initiative they have to get rid of all the black oil, the black gold and the, you know, Texas tea and the coal. What are the green weenies going to say? Joe Biden's got to go against himself in order to correct himself. So he's... Again, backing himself into a corner. If they had good fiscal policy, if he said things like, well, listen, we certainly want to make the transition to green energy. No question about it. There's excellent use of solar as we get more battery storage capacity and things of this nature. We can make excellent choices in storage, potentially in hydro, certainly in hydrogen. These are cheap energy sources. But we have to do it balanced with what it takes to run the grid continuously. You know what they're talking about? And this summer, there will be rolling blackouts, not just in California, all over the country. You want to know why? Yeah, electric cars causing rolling blackouts. And you know what Joe Biden's policy is? That certain states, you have to be completely electric by a certain time. They've given no serious thought to how to make this a real reality. Why don't you just, you know, let's go ahead and colonize Mars while we're at it. And then send 16 people up there. And consider it a success. What is this doing for the public good, the greater public good? Nothing. It's making us pay through the nose. But I love that they backed themselves into a corner. Can't blame Trump. Nobody's buying the blaming of Putin. They're going, look, no offense, but some white dude thousands of miles away is not the reason for my problems right here in America. Uh-uh. Nobody's going for that. And as I said, it would be nice. The Democrats would love to be able to say, this is Donald Trump's fault. but they can't do it. And now Biden's having to speak about it. And let me tell you something, folks, this is even better news for us, because every time that knucklehead opens his mouth, he puts his foot in it. He puts somebody's foot in it. They don't want him. I've given whole entire shows almost telling you the Democrats are doing everything they can to get rid of this guy. And now that he's saying he's gonna pay attention to inflation, what's he going to do? I know there are strategists out there saying to me, Kevin, you know, they're going to try to drop the prices at the time of the midterms, and then they're going to try to make it progress. Yeah, same thing Joe Biden's doing right now. He's talking about, oh, I reduced the deficit. He reduced the deficit a fraction of what they thought the deficit would go down. Let me put it this way. A monkey could be president, and the deficit was going to get reduced because it was structured to be reduced. But Joe Biden brags about it because he's a pathological liar who wants you to believe the untrue. I got to love this. Conservatives were in such a good position. People all over the world watch America's politics. And despite the media onslaught of lies and the lies that Biden and his administration tell, I chuckle at the idea that these guys wanted to open up some sort of a bureau of misinformation. That regardless of what they lie about, the truth shines through. And you're witnessing it. You're in the midst of history. The biggest potential turn of voters since what, probably 1936, is happening right now. Democrats are losing people in droves. The sentiment to vote against them is higher than it has ever been in history. And you're in the midst of it. You're a big reason for it. I mentioned in the first hour that we flipped the Democrat-controlled House seat in a special election. We're going to re-win that seat in a few months because the person is only going to serve for a little bit of time because it was a special election when they got rid of another congressperson. So a Hispanic woman won that seat. First time that seat's been held by a Republican in decades. A Democrat seat, as I mentioned earlier, that was a +4. That's such a bellwether for everything that's about to happen. There is no safe Democrat district that is under a +6. And I think it's higher. I think we will turn Democrats that are even higher than +6 districts. +7, +8. Democrats have not only abandoned their party, they've come to our side. They've either become independents who will not vote Democrat, or they've just gone ahead and bitten the bullet and said, I'll go be Republican, and they will not vote Democrat, not now or forevermore. They've seen it. They lived through it. They had lockdowns. They had Joe Biden fighting mask mandates, even as the data was proving all this stuff was a lie. They're now understanding, you know what? I've been lied to. Talk to some of them. They look at the mask now as like they know what it stands for. It was capitulation on their part, and they're angry. Luckily, we didn't get the ones that are so angry that, you know, like the typical Democrats, you know, the ones that will put the noose around Jussie Smollett's neck and pour bleach on him. No, we got the good ones. The ones who finally woke up and said enough is enough. Anyway, we're going to flip the House. And when we do, Pelosi's going to leave. Her history will be complete. She will have presided over the worst Congress in America. That's what's going to be her legacy. And its legacy will be one that we prove with our new movie that will be coming out, because we have the proof. Whistleblowers on camera talking about what they did as a collusion, not individually. We're going to get to the bottom of all these things, folks. Glad you're with me. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.